Okay, number 7, part 2 of the filling of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Open in prayer here. Father, we just thank you for this time, Father, for us just to come to study your word, Father, on your third person, Father, the Holy Spirit, Father. Father, just teach us what we need to know, Father, and Father, to rely on him, Father, with his convicting power, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Being filled is not a one-time, once-for-all experience. The verb be filled in Ephesians is in the present tense. It means that being filled is a continuous action. And believers are filled with the Spirit in Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This same group is said to have been filled with the Spirit in Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And Paul was filled with the Spirit shortly after he was saved, Acts 9:17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting hands on him said, Brother Paul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is recorded what he was filled again in Acts 13:9. Then said Paul, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Study indicates that being filled with the Spirit is a daily need. Paul stated, I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. A Christian must believe and acknowledge that sin had been dealt with at the cross. The first requirement, you must acknowledge you are dead. And this includes the symptom, but more important, it includes the beginning. In the beginning, it dealt with in Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead so sin, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and the body of the sin might be henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And then verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. And verse 11, likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed from unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace. What then, shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yourselves servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, rather of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmities of your flesh, for ye have yielded your members servant to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servant to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things that whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servant to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A dead person does not say no to the person who lives in them. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. A Christian must walk in the Spirit, must be obedient. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And not fulfill the lust of... A Christian must seek to be holy as Christ is holy. 1 Peter 1:15. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. We must have a clean mind, clean heart, and a clean life. a Christian must honestly desire and seek to be filled with the Spirit. John 7, 37 and 39 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." It's been filling. Come to Christ and drink, Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. It's outflowing. A Christian must be a river of living water. Psalm 1:3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. You must be very careful to avoid grieving the Spirit. The word grieve is from, it is a word used with a person who loves that person, is grieved by that person. Only someone who loves you can be grieved by you. And the Holy Spirit loves you and is grieved when you have sin in your life. And in Ephesians 4:23-32, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth about his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And 1 Thessalonians 5:19. quench not the spirit.
Amen.
It means to extinguish or hinder the work of, say, no, disobey. Started with Adam and Eve. There are two major things that will quench the Holy Spirit. Titus 1:7. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. We quench the Holy Spirit when we do it our way.
Amen.
We quench the Spirit when we add to God's pattern. In Revelation 22:18-19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which has testified these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And in Exodus 25:9-40. According to all that I shew thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all instruments, even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood, 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits thereof, and 1.5 cubits thereof, and shall overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold round about, and shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2. The ring shall be of the 2 rings on the other side of it. Deuteronomy 12:32. What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. And 11:26-28 of Deuteronomy. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. In Hebrews 8:5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle for. See, says he, that thou make all things according to the pattern sheweth to thee in the mount. Yeah. And the person's self is unto it as self-willed. That is like saying, God needs my help. God can't do it alone. That immediately means quenching the Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel 15 is over in Saul. And then the second is called so-called self. 1 Corinthians 1:29-31. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according to it is written, he that glorifies, let him glorify in the Lord. We quench the Holy Spirit when we use the big I in God's work. We quench the Holy Spirit when we exalt ourselves. And the word self is understood as self-exaltation. Even when a person talks about how greatly God used them, that person is exalting himself. God can do great works without that man. If a great work were done, God did it. The walls of Jericho fell flat, and Joshua never said, God did a great work through me. And in 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us.
Yeah.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we live, are always delivered unto death, for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of truth, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present with us, with you. For all things are for your sakes, and that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause ye faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet this inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. When a person tries to take any type of credit whatsoever, the Holy Spirit is quenched immediately. 1 Corinthians 29:31. Moses never said, look what God did through me. Joshua never said, look what God did through me. We need to see ourselves that we really are flesh. A good Christian, I know that in me dwelleth no good thing. The same Christian said, have no confidence in the flesh. God does not share his glory with any man for any reason. Any questions you have? You want to close us in prayer?
Father, thank you for this. I just pray you help us to understand it and put it to practice. Lord, just help us to learn to be filled in the Spirit, with the Spirit, so we can walk in the Spirit as we ought to. Lord, just pray that you use the Scriptures to remind us of them as we look for our Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All the world.